You're listening to The A-Word on 8Asians.com. I'm Christine Miguel. Back in 2007, a video clip of inmates in a prison in Cebu, Philippines, went viral on YouTube. In it, the inmates were dancing to Michael Jackson's Thriller. Soon, millions of hits later and more dance covers from these inmates made it to the web. A group of filmmakers dared to ask the question, how could this ever have happened?
I'm Carmen De Jesus. I am the co-writer of Prison Dancer, the musical.
I'm Romeo Candido. I'm one of the creators of Prison Dancer. I'm the composer, writer, director, and one of the editors. So we dance and we stomp the floors, and we clap our hands
and we scream for more. So we dance and we stomp the floors. Prison Dancer, an interactive web musical soon to be released on YouTube in March, has been getting both excited responses with hugely raised eyebrows. If you haven't seen it yet, think Oz meets Glee. It's that kind of subversive humor that prompts comments like,
"This can be either really clever or really insulting."
And to me, that makes a project like Prison Dancer that much more awesome. That it dares to walk that fine line between true artistic expression and taste to produce something almost seemingly obvious to Westerners. We were able to arrange our schedules so that all three of us would be able to chat. Carmen in Los Angeles in California, with Romeo and I in Toronto, where Prison Dancer was filmed. This is the first part of a two-part series we focus on Prison Dancer.
What exactly is Prison Dancer about?
Prison Dancer is inspired by that viral meme from 2007. It's inspired by the dancing inmates of Cebu, the YouTube sensation of those dancing Filipino inmates who became famous off of one of their videos where they were dancing in a big, big group to Michael Jackson's Thriller. So we wrote a musical based on that viral meme. Inspired by that meme. And we wrote it for different platforms. We wrote it as a live theatrical presentation, and it slowly evolved into becoming a 12-part interactive musical web series.
I think what's also worth saying is that it's kind of our imagining an alternate imagining of how this happened. So that's important, I think, for people to know. That's like this is us imagining how it could have happened. So it's like an alternate universe. So that's what we mean by it's inspired by, but not necessarily following the true story of how it began.
Because I think what happened with a lot of people is when they watched the video, the conversation probably started with, "That's crazy," followed up by, "That's awesome," followed up by, "How did that happen?" And so the "how did it happen" was kind of the interesting part for us, because we had all these different theories and then we just kind of went with one of them and then we took it from there.
I fell in love with an angel.
I fell in love with a stranger.
I said I'd never fall in love again.
And then you stepped.
What I was really curious about was the whole interactive element. Like, I'm quite curious as how does that work?
Every party, especially Filipino parties, I feel like devolves into kind of some kind of YouTube viewing party. Mm-hmm. And nobody, you know, even now, I think any Asian doesn't, you know, who wants to do karaoke at a party just goes to YouTube to find a karaoke track of a song rather than, you know, using a magic mic or a karaoke machine or stuff like that. And we really wanted to create a social viewing experience, and we wanted people to help us expand and extend this little universe that we're creating by, of course, creating along with us. And so we've provided things like, for the interactive elements, we've provided things like dance tutorials, you know, for some of the dances. And of course, that we're going to prompt people to record themselves doing it and add their own. and, you know, riff off of that if they want to. And we were actually providing for some of the songs a karaoke track. So we're going to provide like the background tracks, the instrumental, and we're going to also prompt people to you know, sing along and record themselves doing that as well. And what our hope is that, you know, we're really going to be able to get people to, to generate content that brings it, you know, I think we really want to create this kind of family experience, where everybody feels involved in this. And that's what's really different about this as a musical.
I mean, as an interactive thing, I feel that's the thing that ties it to the musical theater experience initially. You know, the arc of the story is it's about a bunch of prisoners who find freedom through being able to sing and dance in whatever their conditions are. And, you know, we tell this story of people finding freedom through singing and dancing, which translates into a live theater audience where they're singing and dancing at the curtain call, which hopefully becomes this communal singing and dancing thing on the internet. So the beauty about musical theater and why I believed in it, again, after withdrawing from it as an art form, is there's just something communal and something powerful about people singing and dancing in tandem. And the fact that, and we're trying to kind of bring that into a web experience. And I think that's one of the things that we want, that's how we want to help evolve musical theater, is being able to show that we can do the same, almost the same things that we can do in an enclosed theater, but now worldwide on the interwebs.
You guys can't see me, unfortunately, but there's this big, huge grin on my face right now. That sounds awesome.
It is awesome.
It is awesome. It's incredibly awesome. There's this big, huge grin. I'm just like, I even fist pumped it in the air.
Wow.
Oh, that's skills.
I am God.
This is name, he would punch you in your brain. You can do just like he does when you put on your boxing gloves. Huh?
Pacquiao! Okay. Pacquiao! Pacquiao! Pacquiao!
I just feel like we lucked out. I truly feel like we lucked out. We had 8 days with our principal cast from Jay Magis. We've worked with a lot of voices, and he's really a one in a million voice, one in a million energy. Perez blogged about him, and I think he's on his way. I think he's slow, you know, his star is rising. We have Mikey Bustos, who is an internet phenomenon off of his Filipino tutorials, where he just addresses the camera and tells people what it is, you know, to be Filipino. He's gone viral, million plus hits. He's a superstar in the Philippines right now. We have Ron Jossel, one of our most established comedians. Who else we got? We have Pierre Bayuga, an angel from A Tour of Rent. We have Joseph Savillo, who was in Mamma Mia.
And he was also an angel.
He was also an angel. Yeah, we have two angels for the price of one. We have Patrick Ricafort, who is on Broadway right now with Mamma Mia.
Then we have Nico Lorenzo, who's a Dora Award winner.
Yeah, like Nico's the non-musical theater guy in the cast, but he brings real kind of acting chops and, you know, he kills every scene. Like he's been in most of my films for the last 8 years. And, you know, and we have some new discoveries. We have this guy, Norman Alcancel, who most people know as a host for like hip hop shows. And he's, you know, he's jumped into the stand up game. He's in probably the gayest musical theater show he'll ever be in. And he's going to open up kind of the prison dancer experience to a whole new audience. And, yeah, and we're really excited. Like, this cast is crazy. Each one of them, I feel I could click on and obsess about all of their different YouTube videos, because each one of them is equally fascinating. And so, you know, I feel we built the house. We're, you know, building the technology with Anna and her team. And yeah, so we're all fist pumping in the air, Christine.
Maybe it is time to start. Got to do the chasing.
So people can just hit us up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/prisondancer. If you like us, we're going to be constantly updating things and leaking things through our Facebook page. We're going to also be our prisondancer.com site. If people can check out www.prisondancer.com.
Follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter.
Twitter.com/prisondancer, facebook.com/prisondancer, and prisondancer.com.
Blaps.
And your YouTube channel, of course.
Oh, and our YouTube channel, which you should, yeah, you can start looking at for the web series to launch in March.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Prison Dancer is currently raising money via Kickstart in order to finish the production. I've already sent my support in, and if you want to support the project as well, please visit their Kickstart page. The link is provided at 8asians.com. Join us for the second half of this two-part series on Prison Dancer as we chat about how the community at large is reacting to this. This has been the A-Word on 8asians.com. Do you, 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 do you